It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. Welcome back to The Attack. Black, you. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. Today's day and age, however, it's all about radio on the go. It's 9 a.m. Eastern time. You're getting off to work, doing your job, getting the kids off to school, whatever the circumstances are, heading out the door for whatever reason. And that's okay. So you're plugged into something, whether it's your iPhone, your iWatch, your Android, whatever the circumstances are. All right. It's all good. But we want you listening to us. We only get you for 15 minutes, half hour, maybe an hour tops. That's why we don't repeat stuff, or at least try not to. And we want you tuned in to us. And speaking of tune in, well, you add them, iHeart, Stitcher, all the platforms. That's a beautiful thing. And if you're able to do that, / talk, you go live. Whoops, there we are. And that's a beautiful thing. So you can pick up everything you want about the world of sports. You heard all my NBA commentary in the previous hour, and it's a beautiful thing because it's about radio on the go. It's about you. It's no longer traditional. You might be in the car, and if you are, you're listening on Sirius XM or one of our affiliates, many of them around the country. But honestly, if you're not and you're plugged into your device and you're at the gym or you're at the track or whatever the circumstances are, well, you know, we want you there too. And it's a beautiful thing. Now, look, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. We talk about it all the time. You know, it's not just Army and Navy for us. These guys and girls are on the line protecting our six each and every day. They run towards it while we run away from it. So if you're out today and you happen to be listening to this show and you bop it into your local coffee shop or 7-Eleven or Starbucks or whatever the circumstances are, I'll give them a little pop. And you see somebody in uni online with a juice or a smoothie or a coffee or whatever, give them a thanks. And if you have the cash, buy them a cup of coffee, okay? They'd appreciate it. I know they would. So would I. Let's tap out right there.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, it's me. Welcome back to the Attack, Black. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates. You know the drill. At Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. Daytona yesterday, and an interesting race. Austin Dillon wins it in the three car. First time the three has won a race since Dale Earnhardt. And that was back in 98, 20 years ago. 3 years later, of course, Dale passed. Dillon is Richard Childress's grandson, and there's been blowback on him because of the fact that, you know, he was born into royalty, as it were. You know, if I'm a very good driver myself. If my grandfather was Richard Childress, perhaps I would be racing in NASCAR. I don't know. But, you know, there was a backstory of a kid that gave Dillon a lucky penny that he signed a hat for and all that kind of good stuff. And, I that's okay. Now, Bubba Wallace, and this is the other story, finished second. He's the first-time full-time African-American driver in the sport since 71. And Ryan Blaney, who finished third, who led the most laps with 118, is also an up-and-comer. So it's kind of interesting. Because you think about it, the big three have stepped off the stage. Dale Jr. is gone. Smoke is gone. Paint Boy is gone. And there is a new generation that's going to step up. Now, we were talking about this with Kyle Petty on Friday. And we were talking about the fact that, or Thursday, I should say. And we were talking about the fact that they're going through a transitional phase. To me, and this takes it all the way back, NASCAR has leveled off. And that's not a bad thing. It has gone from being a regional sport to a national sport. And it is no longer, let's sit around waiting for car crashes and all that kind of good stuff. It's legit. But it also, I think, has grown as far as it's going to grow. And if anything, it's probably going to go a little bit backwards. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But you never know, because there may be, out of this new generation of drivers, somebody who appeals to the masses, like Junior did, and may end up making up for it. Now, understand something. Bubba Wallace has that capacity because he's a legit driver. He's African-American, and he can draw people to the sport who have never paid attention to the sport before. So, entirely possible. Whether it plays out that way or not remains to be seen. But, you know, for this, it was literally the changing of the guard. Earnhardt Jr. did the honors with the opening ceremony, but again, not in a car. The other guys that I talked about, done. It was Danica's last race, and we'll get to her in a second. Do I want to say there was no juice to it? Nah, there was. It wasn't appointment viewing television, but it certainly had its intrigue, and I paid some attention to it. Dillon only led the one lap, but he's got his first 500, and nobody will ever be able to take that away from him. And the sport will go on. Every time they put doom and gloom towards somebody, well, it usually doesn't work out that way. Like I said, to me, the bigger story was Bubba Wallace, because there were fans that were ejected from the Oval for stupidity when he was in pit row and yelling racial stuff, and good, as well it should be. But this kid can race. And we'll see. We'll see. Crowd was huge, as it always was. The week itself was successful, as it always is. And going forward, let's see how the season goes. Be nice if Wallace could win early on in the season, because that would create an intriguing storyline, I think, going forward. I truly do. Danica's Daytona career ended with a wreck, as it usually does, but it wasn't her fault. She got wrecked by Chase Elliott. And Elliott took out five drivers. Patrick, Kasey Kahne, Michael McDowell, David Ragan, and Brad Keselowski, who was the favorite. And Kevin Harvick continued, but took a lot of damage. Again, I heard, and there's really no need to name the people, but the people who feel like her NASCAR career was not successful, you couldn't be more wrong. You know, is she a great race car driver? No. And as we talked about with Petty the other day, he liked the way I put it. She's a good driver. She's not a great driver. She's a good driver. But she's also a groundbreaking driver. And with all the expectations that came along with it, first full-time female driver, and what was it going to be? You know, and I'm looking at the social media comments. Stop. Stop, please. You know. And the misogynists are out there in full force today. You know. So, get over it. You know, what Petty and I talked about, I think, was pretty apt. If Bubba Wallace ends up being a good driver and winning some races, he will bring African-Americans to the sport who never even thought about following NASCAR because it's a good old boy sport. Well, Danica did the same thing with women. Yeah, no. And the girls who go to the track now, and she inspires women to get behind the wheel of a car, and there will be a NASCAR driver somewhere down the line who is a female who wins races in NASCAR. And I guarantee you, when we're having that conversation, that we will be talking about Danica Patrick and how that's she influenced that particular driver. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, continuing in the world of sports, we'll swing a little NFL your way right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Attack Black U. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Danica has won more race, the Indy. And, you know, do it to it. And open wheel. She had more success at open wheel. She won in Tokyo. She wanted to have the opportunity to race, and she got it. GoDaddy sponsored her for a long time. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. NFL, that is interesting. Brian Cushing is not going to be on Houston next year. He has been notified that he will be released, and that's after a 10-game suspension. They're going to cut him loose. He's been in the league 8 years now. And he's used PEDs. He had a previous suspension because you don't get 10 right away. You get 4 to start out with, and we'll see whether or not his career is done. He was good, but not great. Coming out of USC. Do I want to say overrated? Eh. You know, I always felt he was. They can certainly replace him with something younger, someone younger. And I'm sure that'll be the direction that they go in. I don't think they'll replace him with a veteran. I think they'll go down the path of youth and trying to address it in the offseason. I'm not surprised by this, to be honest about it. Another thing which I found interesting, and this takes it over to New England. Devin McCourty said that Malcolm Butler knew he wasn't going to start. And he said, you know, to New Jersey Advanced Media, because McCourty's from New Jersey, we all knew he wasn't starting. It was not a secret to the guys in the room. Nothing came up discipline-wise, according to McCourty. It had to do with the fact that he was sick or weak and didn't practice well. And Belichick didn't feel comfortable using him. He got there a day after the rest of the team did because of the illness. I don't know that Billy should have not played him the entire game. I don't know if it would have made a difference. I got to be honest. Everybody's pointing to that somehow that would have made the difference. But if the guy wasn't 100% and he wasn't structured to play because of the illness, well, then maybe not so much. I don't know. But that's something that's not going to die down until he lands someplace else, and then he's going to blast Belichick. You can be sure of it. It'll probably change after that. We'll see. But with that being said, you know, they still lost the game, so it still makes it a storyline. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Some interesting storylines involving the NFL as we go forward. Salary cap people are going to start falling by the wayside. There's some intriguing people who could end up being on that list. I mean, you know, we all know that the contracts, and they're better now than what they've been, but we do know that the contracts are really not worth the paper that they're written on, at least for the most part. I, you know, it's semantics because they're making a hell of a lot more money than anybody that's listening to this show is. But some people that are probably going to bite the dust. And starting the list in no particular order, but Tyrod Taylor is more than likely one. His 2018 salary cap is $18.8 million. Compensation is $16 million, including a $1 million base. Dead money, $8.64 million. Salary cap savings, $9.44 million. And they're looking for a quarterback. I mean, they benched him for Nathan Peterman. And damn near screwed up their entire playoff run. Muhammad Wilkerson's going to bite the dust. He hasn't performed to his contract with the Jets, but then again, nobody else has either. They're going to save $11 million on the cap with him. And he'll get employed somewhere. They're not going to use a designation. They're going to have over $75 million in cap space. And I'll tell you what, the Jets are truly an intriguing story this offseason. For a number of reasons. They have needed a lot of positions, not the least of which, of course, is quarterback. And the big storyline up here in New York is, are they going to address it in a draft or are they going to address it through free agency? Well, or trade. There's quarterbacks out there. Obviously, Alex Smith is off the market, but everybody's targeting Kirk Cousins. Cleveland wants him. Denver wants him. Jets want him. He's going to have to figure out where he goes. And once that's decided, then that will determine what direction the Jets go in the draft with the number six pick. There's going to be a quarterback available for them. Whether or not it's the quarterback they want remains to be seen. Because, I I'm telling you, I'm not sold on any of these guys coming out of college. If I'm a GM and I'm sitting there, the two that I'm looking at are Jackson and Josh Rosen. I don't particularly care for the other three quarterbacks. I could be proven wrong. It's not a question of the talent. It's a question of the readiness. It's a question of the system. It's a question of the accuracy, particularly with Josh Allen. If Josh Allen makes it in a National Football League as a very good starting quarterback, I'm not even going to say elite, very good, he will be one of the first quarterbacks ever to improve his accuracy to the point where they could win football games with him despite being an inaccurate quarterback coming into the league. And he is an inaccurate quarterback. And that is the red flag for GMs. Character issues aside, they'll roll the dice on Baker Mayfield because he hits everything he throws to. And they'll overlook the height. Some will. But the great majority of GMs will never overlook accuracy issues because accuracy can't be taught. So we'll see. Dez Bryant, more than likely another cap victim. Jerry, for all his, we're all family and everything else, it trust me, Dez is going to go. And they're talking about, since he signed the 5-year back in 2015, he hasn't hit 1,000 receiving yards. Well, look, part of it was Tony was hurt. He and Dak Prescott, and I've talked about this ad nauseum, for whatever reason, they have no chemistry. They just don't. Zach has more chemistry with Jason Witten. Dak has more chemistry with the other wide receivers on the roster. Dez is just, they don't fit. I personally think Dez has something left. I don't think he's done by any means. He's 29 years old. And he's never been a speed receiver. He's always been a guy that did it with his body, his ability to go up and get it. He didn't crack 100 yards receiving this last year. 98. Wasn't it he had a putrid year? He had 838 yards. But just for whatever reason, and it happens, he and a quarterback do not have synchronicity. Aqib Talib's going to go. DeMarco Murray's probably going to go. Cushing, we already talked about. Randall Cobb, more than likely, too. And I think Mike Glennon will be cut, too. And he's an interesting story. Hey, we'll tap out right there. When we come back, we'll pick it up with Glennon and his ability or lack thereof to get a really true shot in the NFL.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Welcome back to the Attack, Black U. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, the NFL is a funky place. And I'm looking down this list of people who do have talent. You know, don't get me wrong. But many of them were over the hill. You know, Sean Smith's going to get cut with the Raiders. AP is going to get cut, and they'll try to bring him back as a backup. That was a good fit there. Chris Ivory is going to get cut with the Jags. We'll see where he lands. He still has something left in the tank. He's just rarely on the field. And that's, you know, Matt Forte, same deal with the Jets. He'll get cut, and rightfully so. Bad signing all the way around. Doug Martin's probably going to get cut. Never upped his game. Certainly hurt Jameis. But again, and for those of you who know me on the show, my obsession with Mike Glennon verges on the edge of stalking. But here's a kid that I've always seen as a kid who can play. And just, for whatever reason, doesn't get the opportunity, or when he did get the opportunity, is usually on a really bad football team. And last year, before they switched to Mitch Trubisky, four games for 833 yards, he completed 66% of his passes, four touchdowns, five interceptions. That's bad. And that's on him. But he's 28 years old. He should be coming into his own. And when you look at it, and in the brief four-game thing, he played Atlanta, defending Super Bowl champion, 26 of 40, 213 and a touchdown. They didn't really let him do too much. Played Tampa Bay, 31 of 45 for 301 yards, a touchdown and two picks. Played Pittsburgh, 101 yards, and he played Green Bay. So they weren't playing chopped liver. And he held a clipboard for the rest of the year. But in his career, see, this is where I see the potential. And I just, if you want a low-cost chance, and again, I put as much of this on the Bears last year as I do on Glennon. And Glennon did not play well. But he leaves Tampa Bay, where he was buried behind Jameis Winston, and I think unjustifiably so. But when you draft somebody number one overall in a draft, you're going to lose your job. That's just how it goes. But he gets traded, and the first thing they do is draft another quarterback. So he was effed. He constantly knew he was going to be replaced, and he performed like it. Now, is this the aberration, or is this Mike Glennon? Well, you know, I think we're going to find out. Because if you're looking to replace your quarterback, there are some low-cost options, and he's one of them. Now, where does he fit? He could fit with the Jets. He could certainly fit with Denver. But I think the most intriguing landing spot for him would be with Jacksonville. Because Blake Bortles is going to be on the roster. Now, you could get some role reversal here for a change. And that is, Blake Bortles starts off as your starting quarterback, and Mike Glennon is behind him. And if Bortles spits the bit in the first quarter of the season, Mike Glennon becomes your quarterback. And maybe, just maybe, you found your guy going forward. A veteran who you don't have to break into the National Football League. Somebody who has a huge arm. You know, you look back on his career, okay? His first year in Tampa Bay, where he started, in the 13 games that he played, he completed 60% of his passes. 19 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Passed for 2,600 yards in the 13 games. The five games he started in 2014, he had 10 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. He didn't start in 2015. And then in 2016, he got in two games when Jameis got hurt. You know, he had 11 attempts, 10 completions. And I'm sorry, it wasn't even when Jameis was hurt. It was mop-up duty. And then with the Bears, he had a lousy year. But his career, he's got a quarterback rating of 83.2%. And he's thrown for 60% completion percentage. Well, not so bad. So I'll see. I you know, maybe he is better suited to be a backup. But again, if you're somebody that's looking and you're not looking to make a big investment, because he's not going to get a lot of money, maybe that's the direction you go. I wouldn't be surprised if he lands with Jacksonville. Because Jacksonville's not going to draft a quarterback. But they are going to be looking for insurance in case Blake Bortles doesn't get it done. Because they don't want to level off with this team. And that's the other aspect of it, too. People don't realize. Jacksonville, they're a young team in some areas. They're not a young team in other areas. Particularly on defense. And their defense is great. But their defense has limits. They've got some veterans on there. Calais Campbell's no kid. He's still a great player, but he's 11 years in the league. Marcell Dareus, he's in the league 8 years now. On the offensive side, Mercedes Lewis. And again, he's 13 years in the league. Paul Pazluski, 12 years now out of Penn State. So, you know, they're a little long in the tooth in some areas. And they need to win now. This window is wide open now. They were close this year, but they didn't get there. In other news, Tom Brady's Super Bowl ring got auctioned off for $344,000. Went to charity. Allegedly. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it didn't. It was a ring he gave friends and family, Super Bowl ring. Buyer and seller anonymous. Well, got a good payday. That's pretty good. Actual value of the ring, jewelry-wise, is 30 grand. So, you made a profit. Now, Steve Keim, general manager of Arizona, and they're in the same boat as many teams. They're looking for a replacement quarterback. They're also looking for a replacement coach, who they got in Steve Wilks. They're going to be looking for a replacement superstar wide receiver with Larry Fitzgerald, who decided to stick around another year, and that's pretty damn good of him. David Johnson will be coming back. Like I said, if they can get AP at the right price, they'll bring him back and they'll use him. But with the 15th pick, you're going to look at four quarterbacks that are probably going to go in the top 10. I don't see how they don't. Unless Baker Mayfield drops or Josh Allen drops, both of which are possible. If one of those two drops, I could certainly understand the Cardinals going, yeah, okay, we'll pick them. But you look at the possibility of who's out there, and we talked about Kirk. Drew Brees is a free agent. He ain't going anywhere. But Case Keenum could be out there. Sam Bradford could be out there. Josh McCown could be out there. Teddy Bridgewater could be out there, depending on how the arbitrator rules. So we'll see. Will they trade up? I don't think so. We'll see. Teams are not as reticent about trading up as they used to be. But 'tis possible. Now, Pete Prisco's latest mock, he's got Josh Allen going number one overall to the Cleveland Browns, which makes complete sense because they've effed up every quarterback draft that they've touched in the last two decades. So why not this one? And like I said, you know how I feel about Josh Allen. It's not the skill set. It's not anything else. He's just not accurate. But you got Rosen, you got Darnold, Baker Mayfield. He has Mason Rudolph going in the first round, but I don't think so. Lamar Jackson. A lot of this is going to depend on pro days, combine, bringing him in for interviews, the whole nine yards. But I don't know that Josh Allen is going to go number one. And I'm not a draft nick. I don't analyze anything. But I look at the naked eye. Ye old eye test. And where everybody else was throwing footballs through the tire when it wasn't moving, he was throwing it at the tire and hitting the mascot. And to me, that matters. We'll see. He's got the Giants drafting Rosen, which, again, I don't know. See, Gettleman's playing it close to the vest here in New York. I don't know what they feel they have in Davis Webb. Because Davis Webb is every bit the physical specimen that these other quarterbacks are. 6'5", 220, big arm, makes throws that most people can't make. What they feel about him remains to be seen. You don't get the number two overall pick very often, at least hopefully. So they're going to have a very hard decision to make, including trading out, including drafting a running back, including even being non-glamorous and going for an offensive lineman, which they desperately need. Consensus around the world has Indianapolis going for Bradley Chubb. Well, we'll see. We'll see who's there. Because quite frankly, as the new coach, Frank Reich, being an offensive mind, if the first thing I get for Andrew Luck, assuming he comes back, as a weapon, and that weapon is Saquon Barkley. So if Barkley's there, I take him. Yeah. We'll see. Let's tap out there. Wrap it up on the other side. I'm Black. You're not.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
That's me. Yeah. You know, so we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to run it all down, but quarterback stuff will be interesting. Cap hits will have something to do with it. It's going to be a very interesting offseason in the National Football League. More interesting than usual. Because talent-wise, first round, you've got a really deep draft. A really deep draft. And what direction it ends up going in because of that with free agency remains to be seen. I don't know that all these quarterbacks are going to get paid everything that they think they're going to. Look, it's by far the most vital position. But when you look at free agency and what's out there, whether or not these quarterbacks get paid accordingly will dictate, it'll give you a real good indication on what direction your team is going to go in the draft. Because if they're not participating, or they manage to get a quarterback on a low ball contract, well, then you'll know. But must address as far as the quarterback position is, well, Cleveland has to get a quarterback. They just do. And so does Denver. And so do the Jets. So there's three right there that are going to have to figure it out very, very quickly. And then the other must get is Arizona. From there in, then it's almost luxury. And, well, Buffalo, too. Because they're not going to want Tyrod Taylor. And they're going to be an interesting team to keep an eye on because with the 21 and the 22... they're going to be in position. If they want to target a particular quarterback, they're going to pay the freight to go get him. If not, they'll just wait and pick their guy. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity later on. And make sure you stay tuned for all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Thanks, Robert.